today on Codebin Radio.
Hey, everybody. Oh, man. We're just back from all-team meetup. That was the last episode of Codebin Radio, if you've been following along. And everybody was making fun of me for going, hey, everybody. And then I just did it there again. I guess it's my signature thing. It's, yeah.
Face swap it's needs Alex's... to be in the show notes. There was a face swap moment where I think Rachel did you as a face swap saying, hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty wild.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about when we tried to do face swap with the potato, which it didn't work.
We get a lot of work done here.
Yeah.
Treats.
Yeah. Speaking of getting a lot of work done, this we just thought we'd take an opportunity to talk about one of the tools that we use and basically kind of gush over it for a few minutes because it's some recent software that we just switched to that we think are doing a great job. So we're all going to talk about that. It is, I'm Chris Corr. We have Marie Mosley here. Hey, Marie.
Hey, everybody.
And the other two classics, really, Tim Sabbat.
That's me.
And Alex Vasquez.
Hello.
Yeah. And so this is kind of a Marie and Alex episode in a sense, although I'll guide us through it as I normally do. It's it's literally affects every single person at the company because we all use it. But as far as people who have been using it the most and doing interesting things with it the most, it's those two people in the app. Let me not keep you in the dark any longer is called Front. And the URL for it, if you want to go check out this app, who's not sponsoring this or anything, it's literally just a tool that we use, is frontapp.com. Marie, maybe you could give us like a super high level overview of what it does.
Well, it's like a unified inbox for us. It brings in all of our email and all of our tweets, and we can, review everything in there. We can file away things that we've already dealt with. And one thing that is huge for me is that I'm able to assign things, tweets and emails, to the people who can handle them the best, and that's not always me. So if it's something that's outside of the things that I handle, I can assign it to the right person.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like taking these two incoming streams, which are very specifically email, which comes just to a Gmail account. It's just straight up support@codepen.io. So we didn't have to like switch away from that. It's not like it's now coming to like support@codepen.frontapp.com or anything like that. It's like not that intense, it just reads your Gmail and your incoming Twitter, which is just any tweet that has @CodePen at it. And for us, those things are like rather similar because people tell us about the same kind of things in that way. Or even if they're not all the same, they're still like, they still share the concept of an inbox and they share a concept of things that need to be dealt with and then they're dealt with and they're done. Just like an inbox. And this thing kind of smashes those two things together. As Marie, I'm just repeating what Marie said for no reason. So I'm just gonna keep going with it.
Sending it home.
Yeah. but the real beauty of it, as Marie said, is that we have all of us on there. So it's not only unified, but split by team members too. So if one comes in and like there was just one in there today that was like, oh, how about you add this thing to CodePen? And it seemed like a Chris Coyer kind of thing. And Marie just assigned it to me. And that's, so it's kind of out of the global inbox and it's something that I am notified of and can look at because it specifically pertains to me. That's huge.
Yes.
For it seems so simple, gigantic. But
because I don't have to specifically nag people to do certain emails or answer certain tweets. I just let the app handle it.
Yeah.
Before, I would have to, be like, hey, in Slack, listen, can you look at this one? And then kind of come back.
Look
after
at email number 3,442, and you're like, which one again?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That it was a disaster.
It was interesting because before we used to use tags in Gmail. And I don't think that, which was fine, but you always had to remember to go in there and you always had to remember, like, whereas you can look at a tagged email in Gmail and you have to look at it every day because you're constantly doing support for us. And it bothers you to see something just linger, but you have to then take the extra step of being like the messenger of a negative message, which really sucks. It kind of puts you in a bad position. It's like kind of nice that the technology does it for you.
Yeah, it's definitely removed some of the just the pain of opening up the inbox and seeing a bunch of stuff. It's like, I know this is here, but I also know it's assigned and it's moved out of my workflow. So I can just move on and do the things that are just for me.
There is some group accountability still, though, because I can see, I mean, I can see right here, you know, Alex, you have 7 things assigned to you. Tim Sabat, you have 1. I have 2. So, you know, we can see it's just because we've whisked it away to a different team member doesn't mean that, you know, we would know if they had 30 things sitting in there with their name on it and could right. still apply some social pressure if we had to. And I can even go into Alex's and steal one back if I want to, if I was being crazy. You know, just I was on a support role and just wanted to keep rolling. I, you know, generally we wouldn't do that, but, you know, what the heck?
I've done it. Yeah. I've done it because sometimes a new thread will start and I'll realize, oh, this person is assigned to, let's like say Tim Sabat's got them assigned, but I know they, you know, I can handle this on my own. I'll just do that and then I'll go into his box and just take it out of there for him. Because I've already dealt with it.
By the way, for that. Yeah, you do that to me occasionally, which is nice.
So if you're having trouble picturing this, it is a web app like Slack is. You know, you can go to a Slack team and just use it through the web if you want. And I have a feeling of lots and lots of people do that. But it also is native apps. And that's what's so huge, I think, because there's a lot of us on the team that just really prefer the native app. I certainly use the Slack native app, and not only native app on OS X, which we all use and kind of require our employees to use just so that we're on the same platform. It just becomes easier from a tech perspective. There are mobile apps as well. So it's like now as a business owner, as we are, we could say, you know, it was a little harder to mandate, hey, please keep the support tab open in your browsers all the time. That's like a weird ask. It's easier to be like, download this app and just leave it open, please. This is part of your job is to have front app open, in a sense. That was harder to do with Gmail, because I got the feeling that most people just didn't do that. You know, if you told them to open it up and go look at an email, they would, but they'd probably, you know, be like, ugh, what's that URL again? What's the login for it? You know, I don't know. They're just... It's easier to just have an app, and this app is completely CodePen land.
Well, it's not just the app on the desktop. It's also the mobile app is a big deal. I know we were split between Gmail and Respondly. And like, I didn't want email constantly coming in. So I installed like the different Gmail app, and then Respondly just straight up didn't work at all on mobile.
No web, no app, nothing.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to get a good overview of like what's going on just by checking quickly into the mobile app. So I really enjoy that facet.
So we've mentioned Respondly before. It was literally respond.ly, and I was kind of a fan. Mostly, I mean, we used it so much that, of course, like any software, you develop things that you don't like about it. Tim was the least liking of Respondly. I was probably the most, even though there's lots of stuff I didn't like.
I didn't have a problem with it, I guess, per se. It never felt convenient to me, like getting a.
Well, I had a feeling you never had. You didn't, for example, you didn't just leave that tab open all day.
I also, yeah, maybe, and maybe this is a failing in the UI, or maybe it's like me not trying to understand it. But for whatever reason, too, I was assigned. People, I don't. Maybe Marie can explain this better, but I would get an email like every 15 seconds from Respondly.
Yeah, that was there. There was a thing with Respondly which was kind of weird. You had to get used to it. Was that when you were assigned a tweet, you were assigned that person. So anytime they would tweet at us at all about anything, it would be assigned to you until you manually unassigned yourself from that person. And that took some getting used to for me at first. I was like, why am I getting all of these
tweets? I had a feeling it was my fault. For example, everybody knows Anna Tudor, right? She's great. She does tons of work on CodePen and tweets with @CodePen in it all the time, which, you know, keep going, Anna. Love it. You know, but the deal is if Anna tweeted something that was like somehow server related something and I wanted Tim to see it, I would assign it to Tim. And then, oops, you know, now every single one of her subsequent tweets is now notifying Tim because he's in this like actively assigned state. And we just never communicated well enough.
Every single one. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And as a consequence, I just built a mail rule that would like basically archive anything that came from Respondly.
So that's not a good place to be.
It's amazing.
No, it's pretty bad. And that was a failing on my part for not like digging digging into the app and understanding it a little bit better. But maybe it's a failing on the UI's part. If you're like not told, hey, are you tired of getting these messages? Adjust your settings or something.
So we're not here to crap on that because it did a good job. Alex, you had some thoughts then.
No, I was just saying it is tough when that happens. It's a little bit of a cardinal sin. I think we ourselves might be guilty of is like not throttling the number of times we communicate with a user. I mean, there's only so many times that you should communicate with someone via email. Email is, you know, it's a little bit of a sacred place because you have to respond to them. And so when you over communicate, I think that was just kind of like a little bit, that was probably our biggest issue with Respondly. But the app itself was very nice.
Yeah. And it really is similar. They are very comparable products in that for us, we never used their email feature, but we could have. So Respondly could have sucked down email and we could have started using it for that too. And we could have like dug into more training or whatever. The future of it was that Buffer bought them. So then instead of calling Respondly, it was just called Respond, and they did a whole UI refresh and it did look a lot better. And the pricing was pretty similar to Front. I think we just decided we're going to go all in and try this. And it looks like Front has us covered a little better. The big deal being the native apps. And it just seemed like
that is a big deal.
Like,
yeah.
We got to do this. And we switched to it, and just as an experiment, and one of the reasons that made us okay to switch to this was that the cost is so low. And I don't even care about the financial cost. I mean, I do, of course. But like when I say cost, in this case, I meant it's just Gmail. It's just Twitter. That we're not locked into this at all. If we could just stop using Front right now and go back to email and pretty much business as usual tomorrow, you know?
Right. And we'd still have our entire history in there. We'd have all our responses and everything like that. So we wouldn't even lose any of that information. So
yeah, how about notes? Is that something singular to these guys, or did they somehow work that into the...
It is, kind of. We just made good use of it today, right? We're just like, here's a person that like people should know something about, either positive or negative, or just like you should know, and that we can kind of attach that. So anytime we communicate with that person, that note kind of travels along for the ride, which is pretty rad.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my favorite parts. We used to leave unsent drafts when we didn't do that so much here, but at WooFoo we used the same system. We would just use Gmail, and it was kind of weird that like you might be saying something we never said anything bad about people, but you would say something that definitely shouldn't be sent out, right? But that's sitting there with like one send click away. It might be like, some technical details or something like that. That was the way we sort of communicated to one another through Gmail, was using like unsent drafts. And so I love notes for that reason, because it does away with that thing that we didn't do here that much, but we did do in the past.
Well, since this is the official, this is how we used to do things at WooFoo podcast, there's a couple of other things that we snagged here. So Notes is unique to Front. The mobile apps is really cool, and there's an API for it, but it's not really, I don't know. I mean, I guess Alex knows more about it than I do, but it's not necessarily a traditional API. It's like literally create a little app, and then the mobile apps themselves will like digest and use like a web view and put it in there. I know I'm having a hard time explaining this, but this is how at WooFoo we built one of these tools as well. Or I wasn't involved with it, but I used it after it was built. It was like a Gmail add-on, and if you like clicked on an email, it would read some of the email to figure out who was sending it, and then it would like make a web request to be like, okay, do we have a user of this email address? Okay, we do. Let's pull down some information about that user and add a sidebar to Gmail with useful functions in it, are they having any payment issues, or what, all kinds of interesting information about that user. So you'd have context of what you're looking at, but not just generic context, like really important, useful context for support. And I think, Alex, you remember that and saw some potential with Front and just like ran with it.
Yeah. I mean, Front does a really great job of creating, they have an API, but beyond that, what they have is they have a plugin system, right? So what it allows you to do is create a little web view URL that's secure, and it allows you to essentially embed your web view into their native app, right? And So whenever we pull up, say, for example, we're looking at a communication from somebody, whether it's Twitter or whether it's an email support, a support email, I can write JavaScript that responds to that. They give me the chance to basically respond to an event, and they give me all the information related to that event. So in the event, I get the body of the message. I get the user who's trying to contact you. I get whether or not it came from Twitter or from email. And so using that information, I worked on building some like kind of quick access links, pulling in information so that we know whether, say, for example, that the user is a pro user or if the user has been verified, which is a concept on CodePen where you've verified your email. And so it gives us quick access to things that we already have in our admin tools as part of CodePen, but this gives it to you in context when you're actually responding to a message, which is like, I would say 10 times more useful. You don't have to open up CodePen admin tools and look them up. You can just kind of verify their email if you have to, know what they're doing. One of the things that we do a lot at CodePen is we look at tweets for pen pics. And when I'm looking at Twitter inside of Front App, I want to know, has this pen already been picked? Because a lot of times I'll go through Twitter and just look at everything that's there to find new pens to pick. And in our little plugin app that we have, it already tells me, is this a pick or not? So if someone else is tweeting about a pen that's been picked, I don't have to click on that pen, take a look at it, let it render, notice that it's already been picked, and then I can kind of move on. So it just little things like that, that little plugin system, although it kind of seems arbitrary when you build it, for somebody like CodePen, it saves us tons of time. We don't have to like manually look up that information.
It's just the coolest thing ever. I was so inspired. I was so, Alex has been working on it, and then you pushed some like CSS updates to it. The very first version of it was like pretty gnarly, like CSS free, you know, as all our admin stuff is. Yeah. Then you applied some CSS to it. I'm like, oh man, I got to take the opportunity to actually like design this thing up a little bit. So I'll hopefully work on that later. But man, if you can just imagine in your head what it's like to have this support tool with like this inbox, you know, of things, and you just click on anything in there, an email, a tweet, or whatever, and this sidebar shows up with all this like metadata information of who's involved and what their situation is and stuff. It's great. A lot of times the support email will come in and it'll be like, could you please verify my email? That doesn't seem to be working for me. That's a common one, right, Marie? And then now there's just a button.
Yep. Yeah. It's just a button. And now at first it was just a button and it would take care of verifying. And then I'd still need to write the email, but now it actually fills in the email too, because you can use snippets inside of Front. And so it's taking, you know, the canned response and putting it into an email. And all I got to do is hit the one button and then hit the send button and it's done.
So you do have a little opportunity to tweak it if you wanted to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's great. So imagine this. So somebody writes in like, because we have this concept of email verification on CodePen. It's like, it's just good for spam reasons and stuff. You don't get as much access to different views and stuff on CodePen until you verify your email. Just, it's a good thing, trust me. But some people will like never get that email or because it comes as a separate email, maybe they just miss it or something and they just, there's problems. It doesn't happen to most people, but it happens to enough that it's a pretty common support request. So now, you know, there's views in the app. Like if you try to go to full page view, it'll be like, you can't use this until you verify. If this is a problem, just hit us up in support and there's a link to email us in support and we'll get that email. And then we pop it open in Front and it says, oh, indeed, they haven't verified their email address. We'll do that for you because you've already emailed us from your email address. So it's like, that is verification. So we'll take it. Now Marie can just hit a button. And not only does it verify them within our app, but it pre-fills a response to them telling them that they've been verified and to try it now. That's amazing.
Yes, amazing. It is. Yeah, it saves me a ton of time.
So good work, Alex, on even noticing that we could do this. Good work to Front for making it possible to build this kind of thing. And I think it's worth more, you know? Now there's like, God, what else can we do? We should, you know, we should put some of their popular pens in there so we have some extra context of who we're talking to, you know? Because sometimes it's like you forget who the user was, but you're like, oh, you're the Chill the Lion guy or whatever. Or the, yeah, you know, the fireworks gal or right, whatever. So you kind of are like, oh, yeah. So that could be useful. You know, like anything that becomes a common support request, it's like time to make some buttons.
Yeah, you can't have too many buttons. Yeah, I mean, it's I'm personally pretty invested in the app myself. Support's always been something that's been like near and dear to my heart as far as just interacting with people and knowing what, like, there's the app and how you think it's used, and then there's how people tell you mm-hmm. they use it. So I love to like read how people are using it, kind of help them with their problems, know what they're frustrated with. And so this helps me, and I hope it helps Marie do it better and quicker. So hopefully we can spend a little bit more time on the things that deserve it. You know, like maybe you'll have 15 support requests. You can get rid of 7 or 8 of them very quickly using this little tool. That gives you a ton more time that you can spend with other people that truly need your help on CodePen. So it's like, I don't know, these little things, although they seem small, they add up a lot. I think I did some like back of the napkin calculation when I was talking to Marie about it. I was like, Marie, if you spend 10 minutes every day, 5 days a week, it added up to something like a week of vacate, like a 40-hour work week or something. It was like some ridiculous number, but it literally added up to like 40 hours plus of her life verifying emails. That was the one example that I was giving her. And I was just like, what wouldn't you give to have like a 40 hours of your life back from like clicking buttons or whatever? So little tools like that are super
helpful. All the little, you know, all the keystrokes it saves me, you know, it's fantastic. And, you know, I'm able to use that time to, you know, update the docs and do other things that also need to get done. So it's nice. It's really, you know, helping me crush my to-do list as well, which is great.
It looks like they do SMS now. That's kind of sweet. I don't know why I don't think that we're the type of app where people want to text us, but
oh,
I guess.
Oh boy, that could get weird.
Yeah,
for sure.
But you just put a Twilio phone number in there. So, but still, I mean, cause it doesn't matter. It's like, kind of like on our perspective, it's just another front stream. Who cares? You know, I don't know if we'll do it, but whatever. It looks like, you know, it looks like it's a YC thing. It looks like there's about 14-ish people over there. So a little bit bigger than us, but I like to, it's also kind of fun to, you know that small teams are building things that other small teams need. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
They've also been super helpful. Anytime I've had a question, they've answered right away.
Nice. Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're right on top of it.
Do you think they use front for support?
I hope so. They better, because it's pretty great.
Yeah. So we probably pay something like, it looks like we're probably on their premium thing with $24 a month per user. So it's, you know, it's affordable for us for the kind of thing that it gives us. So again, they're not sponsoring us. We just decided to gush about front for a minute. Is there anything we don't like? I have a couple of things. One of them is that Gmail search is so instant and amazing. And I don't think that we get that really. I think you can search in front, but it's not quite as like robust as
you can search. It doesn't seem to be quite as good as Gmail search. And I tend to just go over to Gmail to do that. But, you know, since all of our front activity goes through Gmail, it is still all there. So we can, you know, take advantage of Gmail search too.
And I just wish I could command plus the whole app or skin it or something. Like I like it okay, but I don't know. There's something, you know, this is like the worst feedback ever. Cause I'm like, I don't know. I just wish it was like better kind of, which is no good. And my counts used to be always wrong on it, but that seems to have gotten better. Anything. Is there anything that is like constructive feedback for them?
Honestly, I'm happy overall. I don't really have any criticisms at this point. I'm sure I'll get them eventually, but so far so good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the one thing is I do kind of wish that like sometimes when things are assigned to me that they wouldn't also show up in the like regular inbox. I mean, this is pretty inside baseball as far as front app is concerned, but there are like little tweaks. And like you said, they are very responsive to things. And definitely, I think communicating that to them, they seem really responsive, which is kind of a key, right? Like we get those requests all the time. A lot of times you just kind of want to be mm-hmm. heard.
So we will, we'll update you on our journey here. if it comes time for us to, I don't know, God forbid, switch or something, or they have more features that we can tell you about because they're even more awesome, that'd be great. I think there's even like opportunity for, you know how Slack is almost like there's companies that you could almost use it as a platform to be your business, like Facebook. Certainly there's businesses that only exist because they're add-ons to Facebook or whatever, or enhance it in some way, and Slack's big enough for that. I probably bet Front isn't quite big enough for that, but if somebody could give us what Alex built for us as an add-on to Front, that's like worth money. It's almost like its own infrastructure.
Oh yeah, like if you could build that out, yeah, that would be
interesting. You still got to hook it up to your own database and stuff, so maybe it's a little too hard to do. But yeah, this API thing, that's what you should be excited about there, companies. You got to build this add-on. It'd be a good tutorial for us to write one day, probably. Okay, I'm just dreaming now. So it's time for the end of the show, in which we say that CodePen Radio is sponsored by CodePen. And yeah, you know who pays for the bandwidth for this? We do. largely from your pro subscription sign up. So if you are compelled by the pro features of CodePen, which we hope you are, and we try to make better all the time, we are balancing features that we build between, should we give this to pro? What part of it can be pro? What part of it can be free? And that kind of thing. And we've been releasing a lot more free features than pro lately. So there is some big stuff coming to pro soon. I know there's a free feature that we just released today that has to do with making the blog editor a heck of a lot better. So maybe we'll wait till next week to tell you more about that. And for now, farewell. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
1, 3, 2, 9, 7, 1, 3, 2, 9, 7, 6, 0, 3, 1, 8.